Good morning. It's April 27th. Our middle reading today is Ecclesiastes 6. I'm going to read to you first of all from Brother Lou Sargent, and then we'll read a few words from 1 Corinthians 15. I read, "Over everything in man's life there is one limiting fact, which is of divine appointment and belonging to his very nature. That nature was declared in the name bestowed upon him long ago, for he is Adam, because formed of Adamah, the dust of the ground. And so it is written, that which hath been is named already, and it is known that it is man. And since he was condemned to return to the dust, he is the subject of a despot with whom he cannot contend, that eloquent, just and mighty death, who has drawn together all the far-stretched greatness, all the pride, cruelty and ambition of man, and covered it all over with these two narrow words, here lies. Neither may he contend with him that is mightier than he, as we read in verse 10. It is death who makes a wind of all man's roving desire. Yet since death is only the personification of a divine law, ultimately it is God with whom man cannot contend. But what is he the better for complaining? Many words increase vanity. They are only breath. For who can tell what is good in a life that is lived as a shadow, and when the knowledge of what must come after him on earth is hidden?" Thus the preacher brings to a climax the essay in which he has shown that, first, the more a man gets, the more he wants. Second, the more he gets, the more his burdens increase. Third, he has no assurance of retaining wealth either for himself or his heir. Fourth, he may be deprived of enjoyment by early death. Fifth, he may live long and still not enjoy the benefit. Six, since there is no end to desire, his labour is in vain anyhow. And last, in any case, death is the conqueror, and the limitations of mortality make it impossible to know even what is practically good. And now, after those sombre words, it's appropriate, I think, to read from 1 Corinthians 15, starting in verse 19. "If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming." And then in verse 51, "We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labour is not in vain in the Lord." Thank you for listening.